On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN's top cop says there's a mismatch between the rising number of citizens in the province and a decrease of those keeping them safe. During a media briefing in Durban today, Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi revealed that just over 19,000 officers are responsible for policing over 12 million residents. He says at some point, KZN housed 25,000 men and women in blue.
In the previous financial year, we lost a total of 893 personnel. 220 police officers left the service through retirement. 240 of them resigned from the service. 140 took an early retirement. 116 passed on, with six of them meeting their ultimate death in the line of duty. 106 police officers were dismissed from the service for various acts of misconduct.
Mkhwanazi explains what he thinks is driving a large number of officers to leave the service.
This emerging lifestyle of protection services that are provided to certain individuals who perceive themselves as VIPs. So once a person has got a certain amount of wealth, they feel that they need to get protectors around them. I don't know, I think it's a status thing. And suddenly, when a person needs to have protectors around them, then they start recruiting from the police because there's no time to train guards that are going to look after you.
Induzuma 2 pump station will be shut down tomorrow morning as part of ongoing refurbishments to the facility. Itegwini Municipality says it'll take place from 6 in the morning until 6 tomorrow evening. The city says it's to replace the rising main manifold and install additional pump sets. It means areas supplied by Induzuma 2, which includes parts of Kwamashu, Inanda and Induzuma, won't have any water. The city says water supply will only be restored on Thursday. And the South African National Civics Organization in KZN has added its voice to calls for the finance minister's booting. Enoch Godongwana has faced scrutiny after two failed attempts at tabling the 2025 budget, which included proposals for a VAT hike. He's expected to retable it without the hike in 2 weeks' time. SANCO spokesperson Zugisi Jam says Godongwana is out of touch with the struggles of ordinary South Africans.
We would really appreciate it if the president would consider replacing the minister with someone who is a little bit younger, who still has the interests of this country at heart, who's not going to be as tired as the minister appears.
And abroad, Friedrich Merz has been elected Chancellor of Germany. He needed a second ballot to win, having failed to get enough votes in parliament during the first round. On the weather front back home, Durban and Pietermaritzburg, a high of 26 degrees tomorrow, Richards Bay 28. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.